Elizabeth Tudor, the future Elizabeth I of England, was not quite 3 years old when her mother, Anne Boleyn, was taken to the Tower of London. Following the birth of her daughter, Anne had failed to provide her husband, Henry VIII, with a son. The king, therefore, had devised a way to get rid of her and so be able to marry again. The accusations against her, adultery and scandalously even incest, were almost certainly false. Yet they were enough to lead to her arrest. And so, on Friday the 19th of May, 1536, Anne was led to a scaffold built especially for her in the grounds of the Tower, and beheaded. Elizabeth was too young to remember Anne, but lived the rest of her life with the knowledge that her father had ordered the death of her mother. The Tudors were a dynasty born in conflict. The Wars of the Roses, a long period of civil strife in the 15th century, had ended with Henry Tudor as the last man standing. When he came to the throne in 1485, the country he ruled over was, by the standards of mainland Europe, a second-rate power. Devastated by war and far removed from the cultural centres of the French, Spanish, and Italian courts, England was unable to compete as a major player. By the time of Elizabeth I's death in 1603, however, the country was living through perhaps one of its greatest periods, flourishing in terms of artistic production and taking the first steps in establishing itself as a power across the whole of the world.